03456060973 to have your say. But I promised you Simon Marks, LBC's United States correspondent in Washington, and he joins us live. Happy New Year. Well, not quite yet for you.
No, not quite. You're way ahead of me. You have to tell me what 2015's like. Is it worth it?
Do you know, it feels completely different on the other side. It's just sort of a tingly feeling.
I bet it does. I've got 2 hours and 10 minutes to go. I think I'll make it.
Now, for us, it always seems that all the celebrations there revolve around New York. Is that right?
Well, they do revolve around New York. I mean, not only New York. I'm here in Washington, and there's some big celebrations taking place on the National Mall tonight. Once we head towards midnight, there'll be fireworks there and a concert. But, you know, it is Times Square that is the big sort of iconic location that everybody looks at, certainly here on the East Coast of the United States. And, what, in a couple of hours' time, the television specials will all be gearing up from there. But bear in mind, you know, this is a big country from coast to coast. So by the time we're all tucked up in bed here on the East Coast, they will then start celebrating out on the West Coast. And every major city and every small town has its own New Year tradition and its own New Year celebration. And that goes not just from here to the West Coast of the continental United States, but all the way, of course, across to Hawaii in the Pacific. So we're in for several hours of celebrations to come, Sam.
There must be people, I don't know whether you've heard it, there must be someone who either gets in a plane or a car or a train and drives across the time zones.
What, and does multiple New Year's Eves? Yes, you could have. I mean, realistically, you could do 3, I think, if you really hot-footed it from one time zone to another. You'd be really hard-pressed, I think, to get to Hawaii in time, though. That would be a stunning achievement.
Well, that's your challenge for next year, Simon Marks. For 2016, we'll expect you to be ringing it in from a jet somewhere. Can I, because I don't know whether anyone else is going to ask you this on LBC, so I'm going to ask you. Maybe they will. Have you got, you don't have, you, well, I know you do have to share it with us. New Year's resolutions, have you got any?
Resolutions. I'm in the middle of enjoying, despite my appearance with you on the air tonight, Sam, I am in the middle of enjoying 10 days of almost time off at the end of an extraordinarily busy year. As anyone who listens to LBC will know, it has been a quite extraordinary year from a news perspective. And it's been a very pleasant week or so in sort of low-powered mode that sort of underscores the fact that it's always nice to try and spend a little bit more time with the family and a little bit less time in the office. That, of course, is not always achievable when we're in the kind of business that we're in, and especially when we're going into the kind of year that we're going into, because, you know, one can hear the drumbeats here in Washington of a presidential campaign just beginning to sound. The engines are just beginning to rev up, and 2015 perhaps in a way offers the last opportunity for a little while to have much of a rest, because by the time we get to 2016, we will then be in full presidential election mode here on LBC, of course. And so I think if I've got any kind of resolution, it's to pace myself a bit in 2015.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Simon, actually, one more thing I meant to say. What's with the ball dropping? Do they still do that in New York? What's that about?
They do. Yes, they do. They're doing it in a couple of hours' time. I was looking at the history of this. It all started back in 1907. It was the idea of the then owner and boss of the New York Times to have this big crystal ball that slowly makes its way down a pole as you head towards midnight. And then on the stroke of midnight, of course, lights up and fireworks begin and celebrations get underway in New York City. He did it back in 1907 as an opportunity to try and boost the fortunes and reputation of the New York Times newspaper. Now the whole thing is run by a kind of chamber of commerce in Times Square, again in a bid to kind of underscore the role that business plays in the Big Apple. They've been doing this continuously since 1907, with only a break in 1942 and 1943 to honor some of the wartime cutbacks that were taking place, some of the power rationing that was happening, and absolutely all eyes, certainly on this coast, and I think on the West Coast as well, will be on Times Square in, what, 2 hours and about 5 minutes from now.
Well, only remains again to say Happy New Year. LBC's United States correspondent Simon Marks in Washington, thank you. And there you go, you've got the challenge. We'll be expecting that for 2016. He will be. He's accepted the challenge. I think he definitely said he was going to, didn't he? Yes, I'm getting a nod from my producer. He definitely said he will be flying across the time zones. We'll get that worked out, obviously, with the bosses and that, how we're going to sort that out. But he is going to be doing that next year.